from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Tapping our report this hour, Republican gubernatorial candidate Jack Chitarelli spent the last hour live in studio here at New Jersey 101.5, appearing on the Dominski and Moore show to answer a wide range of questions. When asked how he would help cultivate small business success in New Jersey, Chitarelli said he'd start by making it easier to get a business off the ground.
Business formation has to be easier. One page at the state government website. You go there, check off the boxes that apply to your business. You're in business. Done.
Chitarelli added he'd also establish tax exemptions for small businesses' income and payroll right off the bat if he's elected. A harrowing scene at Hershey Park in Pennsylvania where a 9-year-old child died on Thursday after a water incident at the in-park area known as the Boardwalk. According to a social media statement, Hershey's reps say lifeguards saw the child in distress and performed an immediate rescue. The child did die shortly after. And Governor Murphy has directed state agencies to review what effects President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill will have on their departments.
The governor has said he believes the bill will have a disastrous effect on New Jersey's budget, social services, and other areas. New Jersey's Department of Human Services has already predicted the bill will lead to 350,000 New Jerseyans losing their Medicaid coverage. Additionally, the bill is also expected to have an impact on food assistance programs many of the state's low-income families rely on. Annette Petriccioni, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now the Rue Insurance Business Report. Federal regulators on Thursday approved of Paramount's $8 billion merger with Skydance. The stay of approval from the Federal Communications Commission comes after months of turmoil revolving around President Donald Trump's legal battle with 60 Minutes, a cornerstone of Paramount's own broadcast network, CBS. Earlier this month, Paramount agreed to a $16 million settlement with the president. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 208 points. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit RUEinsurance.com. News also brought to you by Guaranteed Service. They do things the right way, on time, in uniform, and with respect for your home. Right now, get a full AC tune-up and safety inspect for just $77. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or go to GuaranteedService.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. And will it cool down? Chief Meteorologist Danzaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. All the ingredients are coming together here. The intense heat, the rich moisture, the strong atmospheric lift. It's just a matter of where thunderstorms pop as we go through this evening. We've already seen a powerful thunderstorm in northeastern New Jersey with 60-mile-an-hour winds, with very heavy rain, and with a ton of lightning. That will happen again and again over the next few hours here. So please stay weather aware, stay alert to changing weather conditions. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect for most of New Jersey until 9 o'clock this evening. So we go from steamy to stormy, and then storms will exit New Jersey later this evening. We'll see scattered clouds. At least the storms are cooling us down. We'll fall into the lower 70s. Tomorrow, a much nicer weather day. Not as hot, and I'm going for a dry forecast, partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. More rain coming in for the first half of Sunday, hopefully breaking up in the afternoon. It's going to be steamy, highs lower 80s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Flemington 91, Freehold 94, Pennsville 93. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather is brought to you by Town Appliance. The luxury appliance store in Lakewood, family owned and operated for over 50 years. Town Appliance has small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood, or do it from home. They're online at townappliance.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation. New